With midterms fast approaching, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has signaled that Republicans would rein in military aid to Ukraine should they take the House. Meanwhile, 30 House Democrats in the Progressive Caucus retracted a letter they signed urging President Biden to negotiate with Russia to end the war in Ukraine. For more on how Congress is thinking about the future of U.S. support for Ukraine, let's bring in NBC senior congressional reporter Scott Wong. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good to be with you.
So support for Ukraine initially had broad bipartisan support, but months later, many Republicans seem to be turning against Biden's strategy here. What's the political calculation they're making?
Well, I think they're listening to some of their voters and constituents who are concerned about all of the spending that has poured into the economy lately, the spending that has come out of Washington that has tens of billions of dollars that have gone towards Ukraine. And so Kevin McCarthy and Republicans who are poised to take back the majority in a couple weeks here are threatening to withhold some of that aid. They have said that they are not prepared to write a blank check for Ukraine if they do take back the majority. They said that some of that funding may dry up. And so that has caused quite a bit of consternation from the Ukrainians and from Democrats who are allied with Ukraine and who are now hammering them, saying that they are refusing to stand with Ukraine. So it's a very interesting situation.
Yeah, and you mentioned Republican members hearing from their constituents about concerns. How widespread do you think that is in the general public? Has public support turned against support for Ukraine?
Well, if you remember, it was just a little bit more than a year ago that we pulled our troops out of Afghanistan. There was a desire to bring Americans home, to stop spending money abroad. The one argument that I have heard repeated from Republicans is that, before we spend tens of billions of dollars abroad in Ukraine as they fight that terrible war against Russia, we need to shore up the southern border. This is something that we're hearing from conservative Republicans, certainly Republicans down in Texas and in Arizona. And so that is one of the arguments that they are making, that let's spend money here at home first and protect our border before we protect another country's border.
Yeah, but the military aid for Ukraine has already been approved for next year. So how much could a Republican majority in the House, should that happen, how much could they really do about it?
Well, right now there is a debate happening about when exactly that money would dry up for Ukraine. Some people think in the middle of next year. There is a big push on both sides of the aisle from Republicans and Democrats that are very much concerned about the situation in Ukraine to try to get a really large package, tens of billions of dollars, passed in the lame duck session before what many expect Republicans will be taking over the House of Representatives in the new year. And so there is a big bipartisan push. We will start to hear more about that in the days and weeks after the election. But there is that very narrow window where Democrats will still be in control of both houses of Congress. There will be a number of Republicans that will want to cooperate with them to ensure that Ukraine is funded through 2023.
Okay. And on the Democratic side, the House Progressive Caucus took back a letter that some 30 of them had signed some months ago that pushed for a different approach. How did the caucus chair, Pramila Jayapal, respond to the intense blowback from her own party, even people who'd signed the letter back in June?
That's right. A lot to unpack there, but you don't see reversals and mea culpas like this on Capitol Hill very much. Pramila Jayapal, within 24 hours of sending that letter out from the 30 progressives, reversed course and rescinded that letter after just enormous blowback from across the Democratic caucus. Jake Auchincloss from Massachusetts, he's a Marine vet, He called the letter an olive branch to a war criminal who's losing his war. Even some progressives said they had no idea why that letter was being sent 4 months after it was initially drafted.
Yeah. Scott, we have to leave it. Problems in the party.
We'll leave it there. Yeah.
We'll leave it there. NBC senior congressional reporter Scott Wong, thank you.
Thank you, guys.